At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM Mini. This is Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this lovely Friday, May the 31st. Yes, it is the last day of the year. Can you believe that already? Wow. Did I say last day of the year? I meant last day of the month. I don't even know what I'm thinking. Maybe I'm hoping for last day of the year. Anyway, this is a mini episode, and I wanted to talk today about something that's super important, and that's something known as a DPO. When was the last time you've come up with something that you've decided to use something known as a DPO? That was my question for today. And you might be sitting there going, what exactly is a DPO? Well, that is a differing professional opinion. A DPO. Often we decide to put programs together or put something together that we're trying to incorporate within our organization that does not go outside of what we would consider the status quo. But sometimes we need a DPO, a different professional opinion, to verify and take a look at what might be different of the thing that needs to be implemented into our organization. So if you get a chance today, sit back, take a look, and look into what exactly a DPO might do for you and your organization. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.